You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
It's time to get outside. This is KSL Outdoors, brought to you by Bear River Lodge. 2 hours of stories and information on hunting, fishing, and high adventure. Our host is Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back. Hour number two and the final one for another week here. It's always nice to have you. Tim Hughes along with Russ Smith. We're inside the studios here at Broadcast House, the Triad Center in downtown Salt Lake City, and again recording the program Thursday for your enjoyment here on a Saturday morning. Navinovska is also with us up there in Kaysville. I just want to remind everybody what's still to come this hour. We're going to do a little road tripping with Bob and Mark again in about 15 minutes or so. I mentioned at the top of the show, guys, we talked about the incident at Settlement Canyon Reservoir where, you know, sadly, a young man lost his life in the ice. We also had a 19-year-old this week that passed away after falling off a cliff down in Wayne County. And, Rush, you said, I scared the bejeebers out of you one day. Yeah. Where were we? We were at Horseshoe.
Horseshoe, and you kept creeping out and creeping out and creeping out.
Well,
I didn't have any rope to tie around you, or I would have, just in case.
You kept saying, geez, Tim. Yeah.
I was just pacing back and forth. I couldn't stand it.
But, Navi, you know this. Sometimes you get so caught up or distracted by the view, which is easy to do in a lot of places in Utah, and in the effort to get a picture, and usually it's a selfie with a cell phone these days, which is part of the problem, somebody takes a step too far, and even if they haven't missed a step, the brittle edge or something will break away, and we have these catastrophes. You need to be careful, Navs.
You know, I'm afraid of heights a little bit, Tim. I can't even look off a ski lift sometimes. So I'm not that guy that gets near for a picture. And by the way, the pictures I take are mostly of people and their faces. So I stay back. If you want to go up and get a photo looking over the edge, go ahead. But I don't know who's going to really look at it anyway.
Yeah, that was Russ the day we're referencing here. He wanted nothing to do with the edge of that.
Yeah, you know, I find the older I get, the more scared I get because I want to be able to keep those last years.
You want to cut down on the self-inflicted wounds, right? Because Mother Nature's throwing enough at you.
I won't have time to heal.
Anyway, and the young man that died, and we're not assigning blame here, but we want to learn from these situations, which is what we try to do. Bob and Mark are going to talk about it. Both of them accomplished photographers. They actually have a blog site now that's utahphotog.com, I believe. We'll let them tell you. And they'll have some tips for us, but more on that coming up in a minute. Lance Siret will join us from Ruby's Inn. We're a couple of weeks away from their winter festival, but there's all kinds of fun things to do down there. We'll see what the weather's been like with all the weird weather we've had here in the north. And then we'll wrap up the program, of course, and turn things over to the greenhouse. Right now, though, guys, I want to bring in our next guest, and that is Rusty Robinson. He's the once-in-a-lifetime coordinator, which is one of the great titles of all time, really, for the Division of Wildlife Resources. Rusty, thanks for a few minutes of your time today.
Yeah, great to be here. Thanks for having me.
It's February, so is it shed antler gathering season?
Yeah, we've reached that time of year where, the deer will start dropping their antlers here pretty quick. And you still got some time on elk. Elk usually drop, somewhere between March and May. It's time where people are starting to watch deer and head out and pick up an antler here and there.
These are highly sought after, too. I mean, they're fun if you're a kid, but, I mean, there's people, and I've seen all kinds of things. We're going to talk with Roger Egger from Bear River Lodge, and he's got some amazing chandeliers that are made out of them, but I've seen handles for knives. I've seen all kinds of ways to use these things. They are highly sought after, aren't they?
They are. There's quite the commercial market for them, and also, just for personal decorations. And I think, above all, people just like to get out sometimes after being cooped up all winter and just enjoy the outdoors. And I know for me, it gives me some spring exercise and just an excuse to get out and look at some country and maybe find a shed antler or two just for fun.
Navinovskis is a guy who I always threaten to buy a T-shirt because he says, I forget all of the stuff I know or something. But it seems like whenever we have a conversation, whether it's, invasive species weeds over in the middle of Africa or somewhere else, he has a little nugget of knowledge. Nobby, any you want to talk the biology of how these get shed, or should we leave that up to Rusty?
Well, let me just say this. The only shed I know actually houses all my skis and fly fishing equipment in the backyard. But I do really understand the draw, because it's like a giant Easter egg hunt. You know, you wander around, you get to find a prize. There's something to that. People tromp around looking for golf balls, so it makes perfect sense to get out there. Of course, I'm the guy who would powder it down and drink it as an aphrodisiac, you know.
You would do that, actually. All right, Rusty, so set us straight here. And before we talk about the biology of it, no, let's talk about the biology of it, and then we'll get to the rest of our...
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I could bore you to death, but it's an interaction of several different hormones that are related to night lengths and you know, testosterone and all that kind of stuff. But basically, nutrition goes into it, you know, how much feed is available and that sort of thing. But basically, it's, you know, once a year, deer, elk, and moose in Utah will drop their antlers that they've been growing all summer, and you know, they stop growing in the fall, and they carry those antlers as a secondary sexual characteristic for their breeding season. It's a way to show the females, you know, how big and macho they are, and also to compete with other males. They will drop those antlers and they'll start over, and they'll start growing them immediately. And they grow really, really rapidly throughout the spring and summer until they hit the point where, breeding season is going to start again. And then the velvet, which is the vascular system that grows on the outside of the antlers, that will eventually slough off, and then they're done growing. And we call that, a lot of people call that being hard-horned. They're done growing, they're hard-horned. And they carry those antlers through the fall and then start over again.
Hence the reason we have to talk Navodomskis out of grinding and up and snorting it, actually. But we do want to make sure that people are not harassing the animals. And because of that, there is a mandatory ethics course.
Correct. So if you're going to collect antlers starting today, February 1st through April 15th, you need to go online and take a free antler gathering ethics course off our website. And with that, you get a certificate you can carry around, and that's what authorizes you to be out on the landscape collecting shed antlers. After April 15th, you don't need it anymore. And it's not like, you know, a hard test or anything. It's just kind of a reminder of, hey, you're out in winter range. These animals have, you know, had a long, hard winter. You know, they're nutritionally stressed. They're living off of fat reserves. We don't want you to harass them, things like that. But also, you know, it's a reminder to shed hunt in areas where it's legal. Don't trespass. Take care of the habitat. Don't go riding your side-by-side over sagebrush and things like that. Stay on legal access roads. Basically just to give people a friendly reminder that they need to be, you know, respectful and while they're out on the landscape, and make sure we're not doing anything to damage the wildlife or the habitat.
How do you know if you're in a legal area?
You know, a lot of the federal public lands are open. A lot of our state wildlife management areas are open. But it's kind of up to you to figure that out. There are certain wildlife management areas that are closed to vehicle traffic, and some even foot traffic this time of year. So we just kind of put that onus on the shed hunter to know where they're at and know what the rules are.
Let me give you a hot tip on that. How many fences did you have to cross to get to where you want to go? You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Because you can see that one shed sitting out there. Here's the other thing. These numbers were big to me. 20,000 people estimate take part in this?
It's a big deal.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah. It's a popular hobby. A lot of people like to get out and do it. Some are more serious than others. There's some of us that would like to be more serious, but life gets in the way, and we end up dreaming about it most of the time instead of actually going out and doing it. It's very popular, and it's a nice recreational pastime, something you can bring the kids out on and just enjoy the outdoors.
Well, I'm going to display my stupidity here, but it wasn't all that many years ago that I learned by doing this show that a deer or an elk doesn't just start growing these antlers and they just continue to grow bigger and bigger and bigger every year. I didn't know this was the deal.
Yep, they start over and they grow that whole set of antlers in just a couple months. It's amazing.
And then they must just grow quicker year after year, season after season.
They may grow bigger to a certain age, but so from April through August or September, that's where they put all that on.
Yeah. All right. If you want to take this ethics course, or I should say to take this ethics course, because you do need to if you're going to go out. Make sure you go to wildlife.utah.gov. Rusty, as always, thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Talk to you later.
We'll go road tripping with the boys after a quick break here. Bob and Mark will join us coming up next.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.